Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. This one is very late. This one was actually recorded, maybe two, almost 3 weeks ago, if that. I was a little late with editing it, and then my computer decided to take a gigantic dump on itself. So yeah, again, this one's coming just a little late, but it's still real good and still, you know, real happy with it. This episode is just with Mason and Ray. Some others of us were a little bit busy that particular day, so we all couldn't record. Not even I could record, but these two managed to go and go and get something done, and I freaking love it. Okay, the energy that both of them bring, so good. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Again, we're starting to kind of get back into the swing of things. It's been a year, you know. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's been definitely pretty difficult on most of us. So we are trying to go and get back. We actually already have the next episode recorded, and the way I might go and do this one is that this one is gonna drop on Saturday. Actually, the day I'm kind of recording this little intro, I'm gonna drop this one right around noon. Local time, and you guys will get this one, and then the next episode I'm thinking will drop on the usual time frame of Monday. So hopefully you guys like both episodes. Again, we should be back in the swing of things, or at least kind of building back to it. So hope you guys enjoy it. Let us know what you think, and yeah, that's about it. So make sure you go and you follow us over on social media, over at The Cracked Brain on pretty much everything. And yeah, we'll get to it. So let's get started with this episode. I believe episode 193 of the Cracked Brain Podcast, which I have called 50% blind, 50% deaf. Yeah, you'll get it. All right, love you guys.
And I see some wavies.
Mm-hmm.
You recording?
Ready?
All right, you want to count?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah!
One more time just to be safe.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right.
Awesome.
Hopefully I didn't forget anything.
Yeah, I think we're good because I know that Discord has a delay, so.
Yay.
Yeah. Anyways. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Crack Brain Podcast. It is actually just the two of us, Ray and our wonderful Mason.
I didn't realize we were recording yet. I'm just kidding. Yay! So,
yay.
When it's just Stefan and I call it dual wielding. It's the dual wield pulse. Wait, you want a name? What about like a twin-tailed fox?
Ooh, I love that.
That's a cat. It's a nine-tailed fox, twin-tailed cat.
Well, no, remember Tails? Tails was a fox in Sonic.
You want to be Tails?
Yeah, well, he was a fox with two tails.
We were. He was. Mm-hmm. You want to be Tails?
Sure.
Alright, sweet. Now I just got to figure out the rest of the 30 other combinations between the Cranked Brain members.
I mean, we could all be the Sonic characters.
It would... would you and Ethan be, like, fruit salad?
Unless
that means something else. Because if it does, I take it back. Because his is pear with me, right? Or pearl with me, or...
Pear with me.
What about sweet and salty? Oh, you know what? I take that one back. I don't like that one anymore. Alright, I want to take that back.
You're fine.
Something so new about... Oh, sorry.
Oh,
sorry,
no, go ahead.
I was just going to say something new about this podcast. I don't have Stefan the training wheels anymore. Or Brandon.
Oh, that's true. We're doing it by ourselves.
They're both napping, I'm assuming.
Probably. Well, I know Stefan was trying to get some stuff working, so, and I think he was going to be busy.
His house exploded.
Yeah. Oh.
No, no, it didn't. No. It didn't explode.
No, we're
I mean, he is in Delta, so if it did, no one would know.
Oh.
That sounded a lot more threatening than what I meant.
Yeah, it did.
No, Stefan. He's going to edit this for sure. Future Stefan, no.
So, speaking of Tails and Sonic.
Sure.
We were actually just talking a bit earlier about some movie adaptations that have been done and future ones, and apparently Mason didn't even realize that there aren't more than just a couple.
Yeah, you asked, and I was like, yeah, there's two, Pokemon and Sonic, and that's about it. I had to look it up. And
the newest ones.
Wow, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit, and I was actually writing an article for school. They wanted me to, like, look up an article and analyze it and, like, just basically break it down of what they're trying to write about and, like, what they're trying to persuade.
Yeah.
And it's actually the New York Times scrounging for hits. Hollywood goes back to the video game well. And basically, I know that you didn't know about, like, Lara Croft, which is mm-mm. what made Angelina Jolie big. That's, like, what gave her her big break.
Do I know who that is?
You should, maybe? I don't know.
There's a lot of things I should know.
It just matters what Angelina kind of movies you're into.
Corley? What was her name?
Corley?
Angelina Jolie. That's what you said.
Yeah, Jolie. Angelina Jolie.
Angeline. There, I spelled her name completely wrong.
Yeah, she was, like, married to Brad Pitt, and there was that drama with her and Jennifer Aniston, because Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt used to be together, and then they got divorced, and then Brad Pitt went with Angelina Jolie, and then suddenly Jennifer Aniston was back in the mix. It's just a bunch of celebrity drama.
I'm looking at these movies. I have not seen one of these. Huh.
That's fun. She's been in a lot of other big stuff, like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where it's...
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, that one was really good. And
was she Miss Smith?
Yeah, she was Mrs. Smith.
You're just like, no, she was the freaking accountant that was in the movie for 20 seconds.
So I know that you were saying that Ready, like, you were like, yeah, obviously Ready Player One. I would love for that to be a real game, but it's unfortunately not. Or, like, I would love the actual online virtual reality to be that good, like that world.
I'm honestly not a big fan of virtual reality.
Really?
I was born with my left ear deaf, and so when I play virtual reality, it really messes me up. Top of that, my eyesight's not great, so it's just I want to get LASIK. I'm trying to get it within the year, but
yeah. I was actually told you want to wait until, like, your eyesight gets pretty bad, but it stabilizes before you want to do LASIK, because at least when I was looking into it, you can only get it redone 5 times in your life, and you want to get to a point where it's, like, it's pretty bad but stable, and then you can redo it within the next 5 to 10 years or however long it lasts. But
my eye doctor was saying that I would be a good candidate for it, but I'm trying to, I mean, there's a book at my arm's length away that I can't even read the title of.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Really? You got the mowl eyes?
The mowl.
You have an owl on your shirt, so.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah, no one else can see this camera.
It has a coffee cup, and just says no.
Oh, because you're a night owl.
Mm-hmm. And if I don't have my coffee, then just go away. It's a no.
So when you were talking about video game movies, I did really like Pokemon, the Detective Pikachu.
Love the Pokemon one with Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, yes, Ryan Reynolds. But B, I also liked how it wasn't about Ash, mm-hmm. because I would just, like, I hate to say this, but Hollywood messes up more movies than they get good, in my opinion.
Exactly.
And so I'm glad that they went with their own realm. Not, because, like, I feel like they would have messed up the Ash universe, but mostly because that wasn't born in Hollywood, if that makes sense. But since they had so much freedom with Detective Pikachu, they could translate it properly and just do whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like how there's not a ton of good book movies. But yeah. Pokemon is such an expansive world, why do you need to focus on Ash anyway?
Well, it's the same thing. Look at all the... a lot of the dumb anime, or even, I guess you would call Avatar... The Last Airbender cartoon. I don't know. It's... I would consider it an anime, but...
Yeah.
Look at all the anime adaptations to real-life movies. Most of them are shit.
I haven't seen a ton of them. I did see Death Note, which I did like, but only because of the actor who was the Green Goblin.
Oh, yeah.
He was also the God of Death guy. He did a really good job.
Oh, yeah. Like, that... he was the reason I wanted to go see the movie. But...
like, he made that movie. 100%.
Mm-hmm. I bet. I heard that... or I already assumed it was going to be kind of bad, and I was just waiting for some reviews to come out, and...
yeah.
Sure as shit.
I just don't think, like, the movie... like, I think the movie format is so specific that if you try to add anything into it or take it out, it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Like, it just... I think it even boils down to, like, even the writing. Like, just... It's too... like, it just doesn't work, you know? I don't know why. Maybe that's just me. But just everything they try to make into a movie, most of it is not good.
I mean, it's either use the entire original material as the story, or make something new, like they did with Detective Pikachu and even Sonic. Sonic was suddenly in in the modern world or a new dimension.
Right.
And that's where...
was Ryan Reynolds also in that? Mm-mm. Or is that... who was the...
that was Jim Carrey. Not the cop.
Dr. Eggman was Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that was Chris Pratt. And I always get those two confused for some reason. I don't know why.
No, Sonic.
No.
Hold on.
Yeah, but I really didn't think I'd like Sonic. And then a friend kind of half forced me to watch it. So I did. And I was like, this is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I was actually surprised, and I really loved it that... I mean, all the complaints that came out about how they tried to make Sonic look like a real hedgehog, or just look real in general,
was terrible.
But they actually went back and remade his entire full character and made him look like the cartoon or the game.
I remember... that was, like, the only bit of movie drama I actually liked, when they were, like, redesigning Sonic, and... I feel like he could have looked better. I feel like he could have looked a little better, but I think that's mostly from personal preference. But, holy crap, did he look amazing, especially compared to the original.
I loved it. I watched the movie twice, and I really actually enjoyed it, surprisingly. So, the guy who plays the cop... is James Marsden.
Oh, that's right.
He does look like Tom Cruise, though. Like a lighter Tom Cruise. He also played in Oh, wow. He was in Enchanted and...
Haven't seen it.
He was in one of the X-Men movies.
That'll be easy to boil down.
Wait, you should know Enchanted.
I haven't seen it.
Mm-mm. Missy Moody does the giant... She has the giant enchanted dress.
Oh, I'm thinking of... Maleficent. Enchanted was the cartoon into the real world, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, I have seen that.
Yeah, so apparently
Magnum Pope.
So, I don't know if you've played any of these other games that are supposedly coming out now, but they... Basically, this article goes on to say, yeah, we know Hollywood has messed up so many times in the last few decades with video game to movie adaptations, but they're trying to say, oh, but look at this, the future might be brighter, because they're having Uncharted, they're actually making The Last of Us, which...
Don't know how I feel about that.
Me neither.
That could be really good, but based off history...
Exactly.
I'm going to make kind of a bold statement, but I rarely find movies I actually like that come out of, like, the movie theaters.
Yeah?
Yeah, right. It's really rare. Like, I like the John Wick series.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Kung Fu Panda series. I think that one's... like, probably one of the best movie series, like, especially with prequels and, not prequels, I'm sorry, with sequels, because sequels are super hard to make. I liked a couple of the Avengers, and, like, Thor Ragnarok was okay, but it's mostly stuff like Alien, like, I saw Rocky recently, like, the original Rocky for the first time, and holy crap, that movie was amazing. It was such a good movie. And I don't know why we just don't see stuff like that anymore. Like, it's just... It's rare I go to a movie and... I mean, most of the time I enjoy it, but at, like, a 5 out of 10 enjoy it, you know? Like, I don't know what it is. I just don't... I don't know. Like, I'm not a big fan of, like, the CGI stuff. I'm not a big fan of everything going 3D... Not a big fan of all the live-action stuff. Like, I loved Princess and the Frog. I love that, like, 2D animation, really, and that's almost dead. You know? Like, it's Kung Fu Panda did a good... easier. I guess, but...
Well, and also... I don't go to...
Go ahead.
It seems to just be the appeal. Like, that is what is trendy.
Like, a really long trend, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I don't go to the movies because I'm like, oh, this was probably easy for the producer to make. You know? Like, I go for... Like, Pokemon released a Taylor Swift music video for the 25th anniversary. And, like, she's hanging out with Pikachu and stuff. And even the 3D animation for Pikachu just, in my opinion, just doesn't look good. Like, I just... I don't care anymore, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I love Pokemon. But same. I just don't like the 3D style. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stubborn.
No, you're not alone in that. It's very hard to take 2D stuff and put it into 3D, especially when it's very stylized or very cartoony. Especially with Pokemon. Oh, I've seen some people make actual, like, realistic Pokemon, like, I think there was actually some concept for actual Pikachu, looking like a realistic rodent, and I know that they did apply that in the movie, but they kind of, like, had it toned down a lot, and they still kept his big eyes and everything.
Which I appreciated. I think that looked better, but me what too. I'm saying is I want more cartoony. Like, if we're taking the example of Pokemon, like, I loved the pixel look. You know, like, the original 96 red and blue look.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And even, like, the Diamond Pearl, and, like, I'm reading the Pokemon manga, and that started in 97, I think, and I love that look, but just the 3D look from Sword and Shield, like...
I definitely love the 90s version. I don't like the new... Not even just 3D, but 2D. I actually prefer the old, like, 90s style of the anime and manga compared to the newer version, where they look a lot more plain, their eyes are smaller, their eyes are just way different, and that they look a lot more rounded out rather than as pointy and stuff. They just don't look the same.
What I will say, though, is that did you see the movie Soul from Disney Pixar? Mm-mm. That's a fantastic movie. I would go recommend it. But when I was watching that movie, I was thinking, this is the only time I have seen a movie where I have thought to myself, this is the only movie I have seen where I have not thought to myself, this would look better 2D. Like... That movie Soul looks amazing 3D, and I think it should stay that way, especially because they add a 2D element, which I don't want to spoil for those who haven't seen it. But every other movie I see, I'm just like, this would look better traditional animation, I think. Like, I just don't see the appeal, I guess.
I actually have watched this one.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I remember it being really, really good.
I just realized I might be screaming. I'm sorry, Stefan. I'm sorry, headphone users.
I'm pretty sure they should be able to edit levels, but at least you're not screwing my ears.
I'm half tone deaf. I'm sorry. I'm just half deaf. So, just completely half deaf. Yeah. So, my left ear was born deaf, and the nerves work, but it's the connection to the brain that doesn't. So I still have a usable hearing drum, but I can't get a cochlear implant.
Oh, whoa.
And so I rate just above legally deaf, which means my right ear is twice as sensitive as a normal ear because I'm at average. So I'm at this weird, like, sensitive and deaf kind of.
Yeah, because it has to make up for it?
Yeah. So it's a super weird... Everyone's like, why are you yelling at me? I'm like, I'm not. I'm sorry. And then someone says something. Yeah. Honestly, half the time I just guess what people are saying in conversations. They'll be talking to me and I'm like, you probably said this, so I'm going to guess this. Nope, I was wrong.
Well, are you really good at lip reading?
I'm more better at just like, well, I don't know. I exist. I know that much. I woke up this morning.
I knew someone who, was, like, 3/4 deaf, and she was actually legally blind in one eye.
Oh, no.
So she got really surprisingly good at lip reading.
To, like, also, a scary point.
Well, basically, like she'll have her her hearing aid, even if it's not like in her ear or on, she can still communicate with you just fine.
Yeah.
By just as long as you're looking directly at her, so she could read your lips, or even if you're like to the side. I was just surprised, like you couldn't even tell anything, and I think it's just incredible that how some people can overcome that kind of stuff. But I don't know if it was like she was trying to say that like her senses were a lot more heightened because of like she couldn't really hear very well or.
Yeah.
See the greatest, so I just, yeah, I mean, I would say so.
Well, like, you know how you have two eyes to measure distance? Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing with sound. So to locate sound properly, you need the two ears. And so since I just have one, I have to focus a lot with my eyesight. Like, okay, this person's talking, focus on this person. And so a lot of times if I can't see you, I almost can't hear you because I don't know to pay attention to you, in a sense. So that's part of the reason why I want LASIK, is because if I take off my glasses, I go from, like, being able to function to being blind and deaf.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Which I'm not complaining by any means. Like, I just, this is just life. You know, that's just the way it works.
Yeah,
I got definitely. Poker cards and one of them was ripped in half for some reason. Like, whatever. Someone gave me an Uno card. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll figure out what to do with this.
Mason.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, movies. Yeah.
Well, before we move back on to movies.
Yeah, sup, dog.
I will actually say you're not alone in being kind of blind. Like, I know I'm not as, like, as hard of seeing as you are, but I actually have one bad eye that has, they have too strong of tendon muscles on one part of it that tend to move it, like, kind of out of focus.
Oh,
and
really?
So it's off, like, a few millimeters, and it has actually, I had two surgeries to correct it, to keep it as much centered as possible, and it's actually made it to where I can't really play a lot of sports, because I'm
trying to, that sounds way worse than my condition.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know which would be worse. It's just, it basically messes up my depth perception.
Mm.
So I can still drive just fine, but it's like,
we should ask Ethan.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I don't mean to tease you.
No, you're fine.
I meant a little bit, but I'm not good at it. I either insult people or, like, sorry. Don't be offended. Our friendship hurts. I'm hurting it is what I meant.
I actually have been hit by so many balls, and not in that way.
Well, I didn't mean that way. I never thought of you as a sports person before.
Well, I used to be very athletic and, like, try to do all those sports, but I've been hit by footballs, baseballs. Oh. Just a lot of
the most balls. Athletic thing I ever did was flag football, and even then I was the kid who would, like, hang on to the flags and they wouldn't detach, so the guy would just keep running with me dragging behind him. Like, that was me, if you're wondering. Or if you ever go to, like, a little league baseball game, I was the kid picking the grass out in the left field.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's the most athletic as I've ever been. Right there.
No, I actually got the best sports I actually got into was, like, contact sports, such as, like, wrestling and like MMA, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that kind of stuff, where I can where I don't really have to watch something incoming. All I have to do is just work my muscles and move them around, or, you know, flip them.
If you say so. Dang.
I can't do it anymore because, like, injuries and shit, but...
Yeah, I wonder how that happened.
It does happen.
I just want to see your little, like, fox icon now with, like, a little, like, sumo. Little outfit.
I could actually draw that.
Sounds adorable.
You've
got, like, sumo hour, like, Brazilian sumo hour. I know, I mixed the two. I know, I mixed the two.
No, it would be more like the buff fox, just, like, lifting a large freaking rack.
What if it was like a very small fox, and so it had super buff arms, and so it was like actually a dollar bill, but he was lifting it like, but she's lifting it like it was like a boulder, like this small. You can't see how small that is. Never mind.
Oh, what? So, going back to Suffox.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. I didn't say anything.
You'll never know. So, like, the fox would be trying to lift something and be like, what did the fox say? Oh! So, apparently, they're actually trying to make a Halo movie.
Alright.
Yeah, that's something.
That is a thing. Does yeah, it maybe exist?
I'm just, like, I'm looking at these, at some of these movies or games that they're trying to adapt into.
I do like me some Halo.
Yeah,
I don't know about Halo. It in a movie, but I like me some Halo.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. A lot of.
Sorry, you go ahead.
A lot of these games in this list are just like, I don't know about. Apparently, Netflix wants to do a Cuphead series.
You know what? I actually saw a trailer for that. For the Cuphead show. It's really good, actually. Yeah, it looks like. I mean, it kind of looks like Looney Tunes. Like, you're watching Looney Tunes, mm-hmm. but it's with more... To. Well, I'm not saying because of the rubber hose. I'm saying because of the, like, the quality Netflix put into it. Like, there's a couple of trailers and stuff on YouTube. That one I'm actually excited for. I will watch that when it comes out. That looked pretty good. Kind of like if Looney Tunes was rated R. That was kind of the vibe I got from it.
Well, The original game was actually meant to look like the 1930s cartoons, like during the Prohibition.
Right. The rubber hose. But I just meant like I don't know if they did traditional animation when they made that, but I was just super impressed with the YouTube trailer.
I'll have to look that one up cuz
it was a while ago, so hopefully it's still up.
I hope it actually does become a
real one. Weird question. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Hell of a Boss?
Yeah.
What do you think? They've got 5 episodes out.
I know.
Or is it 6? I think it's 5.
Vizipop, the creator, is trying to keep her... Keep the hype for Husband 5. Hotel going as they're making it for the actual studio that picked them up.
Right.
So they're releasing a lot of Hell of a Boss. Right. I know it's because she also likes the other series and she wants that one picked up too, probably.
Right.
But I'm actually not a fan. I'm really? Surprisingly not a fan of that series.
I'm surprised. I like Hell of a Boss. Of course I like Hazbin Hotel, but it's hard to like it when there's only a pilot and a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still like it, obviously. But I'm really enjoying me some Hell of a Boss. I like Western animation, but I feel like there's not a lot of, like, A, originality, and B, like, stunning quality when it's, like, jaw-dropping.
Definitely.
So, those are two big reasons why I like anime so much, is because in every good anime, it'll have at least a couple of, like, jaw-dropping kind of stuff, especially when it comes to the fights. Mm-hmm. So, when a Western cartoon, like, brings up that kind of level, but not necessarily, like, anime inspired, if you know mm-hmm. what I mean, then I just stick to it like glue. So that's what's been. So I don't know. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I like it by default. Maybe it's actually terrible. And
it's definitely different. I mean, there's.
I just like the original, like Western, and it's just. I don't know. I don't know that much about animation. I'm more into manga, but I still just think it's good. mm-hmm. I'm surprised, I mean, though.
Back in the day, they couldn't really do a lot, at least Western. it also goes... I should say it goes more for the audience. What the... creators feel would appeal to audience. In Western, we're more for like, oh, cartoons are for kids.
Yeah.
Whereas in like anime, it's made for everyone.
Right.
It's made for kids to enjoy, adults to enjoy. It's made for everybody.
Right.
And it's only just within, I'd say, probably the last decade, maybe two, but more of the last decade that the West is starting to realize that cartoons aren't just for children.
Right.
Adults can enjoy them. I mean, look at what Pixar has done. They don't make it just, they make a lot of their films not just for children. They make it to where the whole family can enjoy it.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I haven't thought about it that way.
I mean, yeah, that they'll have in some of their films, there is a target towards probably children or teens, but I would say overall, it's meant to be enjoyed by the whole family, except for Shrek, which I think is rated R.
Shrek isn't Pixar.
Oh, Shrek, no, the DreamWorks. Ah.
Now you're good.
My bad.
Did you hear that Blue Skies Animation, which is the people who made Ice Age, Disney bought them out and then cut it? So that's just studio just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. You know,
but the writer who made the Ice Age movies, which I babysit a lot, so I watch a ton of the Ice Age movies over and over and over. So I'm kind of, like, forced to love them, because if I didn't, I'd go crazy. But the writer has been hired for a secret project. So I'm curious about, is there going to be another Ice Age? Or is there going to be something else that you will enjoy similar to Ice Age or something? I don't know.
More than likely, they won't, legally, they wouldn't be allowed to do another Ice Age unless they paired up with Disney.
Right. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, something you could still enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a Diego, but I've always been a Sid. Everyone I know is like, you're just like Sid. I'm like, no, I want to be the cool tiger. I want to be Diego.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody wants to be the cool tiger.
Like, I would even take being Manny, the grumpy. It's not fat, it's fur. Makes me look poofy.
Plush. Plush.
I'm plush. I need that. I need that plush in my life.
Amazing.
But nope, I'm just cursed to be Sid, Lord of the Flames. Hey, Lord of the Flames, your tail's on fire. The wannabe artist that, yeah. Yeah. Oh, now I'm like hurting myself. Oh, now I'm like insulting myself. Now I don't feel good anymore. I need some ice cream.
Every artist...
Every artist is just Sid.
Well, every artist is just very self-critical.
I want, like... Or... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Or maybe they just have a big ego or both, but...
Have you seen that...
Basically, being an artist is self-critical. Go
ahead. Sorry, Discord. Have you seen that meme where it's, like... the modern day artist, and he's like drawing anime, he's like, I'll never be as good as the old masters, and then the next guy is like drawing Bugs Bunny. He's like, I'll never be good as the old masters. Next guy's drawing like Renaissance, like a Mona Lisa painting. It's like, I'll never be good as the old master. And then the last one's a caveman. He's like, I'm the best. It's like a stick figure. I want it to be Sid. I want it all to be Sid. The drawings and the people.
I wonder who would I be?
Are we talking original movie or are we talking all the movies?
Probably original. I think I might be the squirrel just constantly chasing his poor little nut. All his little food. He just wants some food.
No, he doesn't. He slams that into the ground and causes all sorts of problems. He doesn't need it.
That's true.
Causes everyone trouble. Except for the one time when he got a girlfriend and he caused her a lot of trouble.
I remember that.
That was the third movie where they meet dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Did you know Queen Latifah was Ellie? Is Ellie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told my sister that. She's 13 and she just went on to... She's like, she's so queen. Queen this, so queen that. I think that's a meme I don't get.
Yes,
but...
queen.
Yes, queen. Well, it's been 40 minutes. I guess I'll go to bed. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, that's fine if you have to go.
No, I don't have to go. I hope this is usable. Just to fun.
I think it is.
I hope this is enjoyable. Okay, another question. What do you think about vampires?
Kind of have a love-hate relationship there.
Okay.
Like, I always loved them, especially, like, my emo self really did. Of course. But also, I was, like, I was that kid that was obsessed with Twilight. And I wasn't,
were you
like...
Were you team Edward or Jacob?
No, I actually... I didn't get into that whole, like... Like team marketing thing where it's like, oh, what team are you on? But I was just really big into the books and really big into the movies because I always wanted a vampire to come save me or a werewolf or something. I don't know. I was also playing D&D at the time.
And we that were sounds playing like a terrible combination.
Well, we were playing a Shadowrun version, which basically means that it's D&D, but it's, like, the darker version. And it's got like, where you could be a mummy or a zombie or a vampire or a werewolf. And I was always a werewolf. It's kind of like the Halloween version of D&D.
Because when I think of dark, I think of Halloween.
Yeah. No, but what are your thoughts?
I love the ideas of vampires and werewolves, but it's rare that I see it like work out well in like a show or a book or something. Mm-hmm. So like I've read Bram Stoker's Dracula, which I absolutely loved. What hooked me originally was that movie Van Helsing by
that's a good one.
Crap. What's the actor who plays Logan in X-Men?
Oh, gosh.
Crap, what's his name?
Oh, I do this every time.
It's not like Slogan, is it?
No, he's a hunk.
I mean, I guess you're not wrong.
Oh my gosh, I can't spell actor.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
So that's what Godzilla. Got me hooked all those years ago, was that Hugh Jackman movie. And then there's a manga series I love called Dance of the Vampire Bund, and that does it really well. It's kind of like not super well known, but I think it did a pretty good job. So like I love the idea, but it's just in practice, it just hardly ever works out, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, those are probably, like, three of good examples, but it's rare for me to, like, find one where it's like, this is a good adaptation of a vampire or a werewolf, you know?
You ever seen Alucard? Or...
No.
No. Yeah, I think it's called Alucard. It's an anime and a manga.
I do want to watch Castlevania on Netflix, though. Castlevania.
Okay. Yeah, they do have an Alucard in there. The new series of Castlevania is incredible.
It looks good. I've looked up clips, and I'm like, man, I gotta watch this. But I have yet to actually watch it.
It's so good. Oh, okay, so the manga and not sure if it's the manga, but the anime was called Hellsing.
Oh, okay. Candace has told me about that. Well, I've been listening to a lot of Kawaii Cast, and so on the most recent episode, on a episode, she was talking about it. That's another one I want to watch.
It's so good. I absolutely loved it.
If it's done well, then I'm, like, obsessive about vampires and werewolves, but it's just... Maybe not obsessive, that's extreme. You know what I mean. Yeah, Dance of the Vampire Bund was pretty cool. I wish I could figure out a way to, describe it. There's an anime which I would not recommend, because it's only 12 episodes when there's, like, I think 16 omnibuses, which each of those is, like, 4 books, I think. Let's see. Okay, no, it looks like each is 12, and then there's, like, 10 of the original series, 2 of the second, I think a couple of the third, and then extra stuff. I'm gonna say there's, like, 15 omnibuses, which is each, like, at minimum 2 volumes. There's a lot.
I'll just check that one out.
I'm sorry, I would say I would recommend it. I love it, but it's so long, and it started in, like, 2000, so don't feel, like, too pressured. But I enjoy it. I own, like, 5 of the books, not in order. The library was having a sale, and I just kind of randomly bought books, so...
It's kind of what you do. I know, Entertain Mart. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Mm-mm.
But they're kind of like a used video game store, but it's not just games. It's like stuffed animals, posters, pins, consoles. They even used to have a lot of manga there. Like a lot of used manga. And I used to buy, like, small bits here and there so I can, like, read it. And I used to have a collection, but you could actually sell your stuff there as well. And they have a lot of toys, too. And I was surprised they have a lot of, like, just other nerd stuff. Like, really, really old Ghibli Studio books. Ooh. Where you could see all the concept art and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I almost got the Totoro one.
I just saw that movie recently. For the first time. It's a great movie. Little
dust bunnies.
I've seen Howl's, mm-hmm. Mononoke, which has been my favorite out of the ones I've seen, Totoro, Spirited Away, and Ponyo.
Ponyo's pretty good.
And Castle in the Sky. So I haven't seen Kiki's yet.
Oh, you need to see that one.
Haven't seen Grave of the Fireflies, Whisper of the Heart. And what are some of the other popular ones of that? I showed my parents Spirited Away, and they looked over at me and they're like, is Japan on drugs? I was like, well, I'm sure some of them are, but I don't think the whole country is. I think it's just, like, you know, drug epidemic like anywhere else.
I was actually really surprised. I thought I've seen, like, basically all of Ghibli.
Yeah.
Ghibli studio films.
Is it Ghibli or is it Ghibli?
Ghibli?
I don't know.
Maybe Ghibli?
Ghibli sounds probably closer, but I always thought it was Ghibli. Got no idea.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I haven't seen every single one of them.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton.
They were something I always looked forward to. Actually, Princess Mononoke is my all-time favorite anime movie, and it was the first anime I ever saw.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I absolutely loved it, and actually, I recently, or I guess it was last year, but I saw one of the Ghibli movies called When Marnie Was Here, or There, When Marnie Was There.
I haven't heard of it.
It's pretty good. It's not what I expected at all. It definitely goes through some weird, like, time loops that kind of throw you off a little bit.
Weird.
And basically this girl goes out into the country to, I think, stay with, like, extended family. And she finds this girl who, she's kind of like a ghost.
Meh.
Kind of. But you can't tell. And you kind of figure out that she's connected to the girl in a really big way. And I don't want to spoil it, but it's definitely something I would recommend. It was actually really cute, and I actually saw it in a makeshift drive-in.
I don't even know what that is.
It was just in a it was in a parking lot, and there's this a volunteer company.
Yeah.
That they're called Utah Film Center, and they would actually bring a mobile blow-up projector.
Oh, I've been to one of those.
It was actually really cool.
I saw Moana for the first time on that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I kind of wish I would have watched anime off that, but that sounds awesome.
It actually was. Everybody was, like, you know, everybody was completely social distance with our cars all of apart. Everybody was in their car, and we all got to enjoy this movie.
So this was pretty recent then.
Mm-hmm. This was just last summer. So okay. It was during COVID, but it was, like, after lockdown, and everybody's kind of coming out at least to go get groceries and stuff, but this was actually really cool that at least it was during the summer. They couldn't do it during the winter because, you know, snow and stuff. But it was actually really cool because they would play, like, random films or independent films or B-list films that are coming out. And during the winter time, they actually have it to where they do live streams of them as well. So, like, you can hop onto their website and see what they're playing and kind of watch it whenever. But I've been waiting for them to, like, come out with more, like, anime or something, but haven't seen it yet.
Oh, dang, what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, I do want to watch that, what is it called? The Witch and the Earwig? Whatever that 3D Ghibli movie is off HBO.
Oh, Earwig and the Witch.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's close. Did see the trailer for that one.
Yeah, it looked pretty fun. I mean, I knew what I was talking about with 3D before, so it kind of contradicts, but this is different because this is like... So. This is a studio that's done masterful 2D for so long, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even the 3D just from the trailer looks good and different, so.
You ever seen Arrietta?
Is that the dragon one?
No, this is the one of...
Oh, is that the secret garden of Ardietta?
I guess you could call it that. It's about borrowers.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
It is really, really good. I was...
Yeah, the Secret Garden of Ardietta? I thought that's what it was called.
The Secret World.
Secret World, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually... Holy shit, wait. Wait, when did this come out? Oh, wow. It was 2012.
Oh. I would have guessed that was...
Yeah, they actually do have some CGI in it, and, it makes it look like it's more recent than...
Than what you thought.
Yeah, I mean, Studio Ghibli has always... Not always, but a lot of the time they've actually implemented CGI into their films, like in Princess Mononoke.
Yeah.
The spirit.
Right. It's not that I'm completely against it. It's just I'm kind of bored of just mm-hmm. seeing only that. That's more of my complaint. Like,
you miss the tradition.
Yeah, not only... I do think it looked better that way than what the new stuff is, but it's just when every movie comes out and it's just that again and again and again, like it's more that I'm bored of it, but I also don't think it looks as good. It's a bit of both.
I think it also comes down to we're just bored as a society because everything is just remakes or sequels or prequels and
live actions.
Yeah, and it's like nobody can create anything anymore. There is no originality like there used to be. I mean, I'm not saying everywhere there's no right. originality, but it just feels more often than not there is nothing there.
Yeah. Focus. Okay, three things I've been doing a lot recently. Reading Calvin and Hobbes. Listening to saxophone music. And reading JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
That is interesting combination there.
It's...
I love, you know, Calvin that's fair. And Hobbes.
Oh, it's my favorite of the funnies. Far Side being my second.
I used to actually, well, my stepdad owned a lot of the original books.
For Calvin Hobbes?
Calvin Hobbes, yeah.
Dang.
I used to scroll through them, and I always looked, forward to the Sunday comics in the paper. Just yes. for stuff like Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
And Good Choice on the sax.
I don't know what it is. You used to play sax?
Mm-hmm. I played alto sax in band.
That's amazing.
I'm a band nerd.
If I ever started playing an instrument, I think saxophone's pretty up there what I'd want to start playing.
It's really fun. It definitely does take kind of a bit to blow into a large instrument like that.
Yeah.
But it's actually really, really fun, and I love the sound that comes out of it.
I also used to do drums.
Same.
I did a bit of drums.
Were you in band, or was it just for fun?
I did drums before band, and then I went into mm-hmm. band to do drums. So I had to do clarinet. Nice. And everyone called me Squidward forever.
Squidward.
And then after... Because they required a year of woodwind before you could do drums. I don't know if that's still the way it is, but that's the way it used to be.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
But then by the time I got done with clarinet, I was like, I don't want to do anything with music ever again. And that was the last I ever touched it.
Was clarinet bad?
No, I just didn't personally like it. I didn't like the taste of the wood and how it kept, like, going bad quickly. And, like, I had a hard time understanding, like, the, like, some of the lever pieces where it would, like, bring up a couple, you know? The main problem was I didn't like being teased and being called Squidward. That was honestly the the main reason I dropped it.
Yeah, that can deter anybody or discourage anybody, because it's like I'm here to learn. Like,
all right, guys, that was funny the 32nd time.
Good, yeah. Good joke there. That's if cool. We could, is that the only we could one pause you got? That.
Focus.
It's okay. We can end it here.
Yeah, I guess we should, because it's been 58 minutes. Or maybe Stefan will edit it and it'll only be like 20 minutes. It's like, oh, a 20-minute podcast.
Well, I mean, it is kind of weird, like, doing this without one or the other, you know?
Without Brandon or Stefan, yeah.
So, okay. we're like the children trying to do something by ourselves.
Using our parents' names and legacies. We're like, we're just as good as them. We're not. I don't know what I'm doing.
We can try to be. I mean, you know, like, it's probably not that hard.
Do you think Stefan's sleeping while he's editing this? He's just got like a half magazine folded over his face. He's like leaning in his chair. Got like some. Yeah, I was gonna say something, but I realized I could have been taken out wrong. Got like some like a half plate of food on the table. He's like, huh? Oh yeah.
I mean, I would say Ray and Mason did. If it was at that point, he would probably just like scratch it.
Did you guys upload? Yeah, we did. Oh, weird. I can't find it. Oh, well. We'll just forget about it.
And it's not like we can't do the, you know, do this again and try it, because, you know, we're figuring it out.
I thought you said we were furries. And I'm like, that is incorrect.
I mean, I will admit that I'm probably... part furry, not like the not like extreme furry, but like, I mean, I enjoy putting little cat ears on, little paws and a tail.
It sounds adorable.
I mean, that's basically like every you know, e-girl or whatever streamer, but like I draw it and yeah,
that's fair.
I don't know.
I don't know, I like where people, I forget the actual term it is, but I think it's super awesome when they're, like, the transformation, but I wouldn't really consider myself, like, in the Dance of the Vampire Bun, there's a were-tiger, who's, like, my favorite person ever, just because it's a tiger. I like tigers, if you haven't noticed. I only have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tigers on my plushie wall.
I only see 3 of them.
Oh, I'm amazed you can see 3 of them. I've also got Snaggletooth the Bear up there, but I'm just going to leave that at that. Got a bunch of Pikachus.
Yeah, I mean, I drew you as a tiger before.
You did?
Yeah, you don't remember?
No. I need that in my life.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. I'll have to look.
You just drew it and then, like, kept it to yourself?
No. I'm pretty sure it was for one of the Cracked Brain Patreon prints.
Oh, those were so fun. I want to get back to doing that.
I know. They were a lot of fun. But I know that we were taking a pause on that kind of stuff. I'm probably draw some more just for fun.
When you made the Chinese Zodiac one, I think that was just before I joined, or maybe I was still new enough or something.
That's what it is.
But in that one, I'm actually the ox. So, I was so glad I wasn't in it.
Because I drew everybody's year.
Yeah, and I was so glad I wasn't in it because I was the ox. But Carly being the boar was so funny because it reminded me of Fruits Basket.
Yes,
I was like, Carly, same. You need to be in Fruits Basket.
I freaking love it. Actually, right. I could maybe draw all of us as the Fruits Basket. I don't know if we have enough.
Oh, gosh. People. So who would I be? Like, Jojo the Rabbit Kid? Moji? What's his name?
Maybe. Or.
Oh, Ethan would totally be the bull.
Little tiger.
She's a girl. I mean, I would still be okay with that.
We can make her a boy.
I mean, if I got to be a tiger, even if it was hugging the opposite gender, I would be okay with being a girl, just because I love tigers that much. But Ethan would totally be the bull guy, right? Can you see it? Like the white haired, like.
I can. The guy who's like.
The guy who's like, he's like, you can't dye your hair in school. And then he's like, let me show you. And he takes him into the bathroom and then, like, shows him.
I don't know. I
see that as Ethan, 100%.
I want to say he would be, like, the grumpy kitty. But then again, I feel like Tyler would fit that part better.
The cat guy? I keep trying to think of who Stefan would be. The closest I could get is the dragon guy. But I don't think that's quite right.
Maybe the dog?
Yes, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with Stefan being the dog. But before we wrap this up, I just want to say one last thing, and then we'll call it, I guess.
Okay.
I saw this thing on Twitter where someone asked the mangaka Fruits Basket if she would redo it, if she could. And the quote was basically, I'm gonna butcher it, but it was basically like, I know who made that, and I know she worked very hard on it, so I wouldn't change a thing, even with all of its mistakes.
Aww.
Like, giving, like, appreciation to her past self. I want that framed over my bed.
You should.
I wonder if I can find it real quick, but we've already been like an hour and 5 minutes, so.
It's okay.
I only have 1,147 screenshots.
Holy shit. I thought I had a lot.
Oh, that's not even my big one. Oh, yeah, and the mangaka for Berserk just passed away, which is super sad.
I know, I saw that.
And someone made a thing where it's his picture next to Guts, and Guts is saying, he died doing what he loved, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, don't play with my heart like that. Random guy who's right.
It's so sad.
I mean, man. I don't want to spend all day looking through all these, so maybe I'll just not find it.
You could just probably just type it into Google. Google that shit.
Why are you so smart? Why you do smart things?
Because I'm not the person struggling. you ever notice that whenever you're like struggling and do something the hard way, and someone else is the person to be like, hey, why don't you just look it up?
Nah, geez, maybe this isn't as good as I thought it was gonna be. I have not started watching the anime remastered yet, but I really want to.
It's okay. It's good, but it's not the original. It looks crispier and cleaner, but the action,
yeah,
or the expressions, like the camera angles or the movements or the way the characters interact with each other, I would say isn't as good as it was in the original.
I'm gonna admit something to you real quick here. And maybe Stefan will edit this out, and or maybe no one will hear it because they would have stopped listening by now. But I'm always super scared to talk about anime because Tyler and Candace are like the gods of anime.
So?
So I'm always super intimidated to like say anything about it because I'm like, I'm probably wrong. My opinion's just probably wrong. Why even say anything? I'll just be over here reading my manga if you need me.
They're not gatekeepers.
They kind of are.
I mean, I
like Ghostbuster-style gatekeepers.
I have felt that way a little bit before, but...
I love them both to death, and I wish we would hang out 24/7, but on, like, a platform like this, it's just, like... I feel like this is not my place. I should just go watch Kawaii Cast instead of listen to me be an idiot. Not that they are, but that came out bad. That's not what I meant. Stefan, just cut the last hour and 8 minutes. Just cut it all. Just take it out.
Okay. I guess that's where we're gonna end it.
That's a good note.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you enjoyed. This is the podcast, the Crack Brain podcast, without our leaders.
Without our training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Without our guardians.
And hope to see you next time.
I'm a 24-year-old who needs my adult back. I can't do this. Bye, friends.
Bye, guys.
I guess I should push stop, huh?